Today on the program, your friend just had the most expensive funeral in history. It's Cliffhanger. Welcome to the Rewatch Party. I am your host, Nick. Joining me today is the C4 to my cave hole, Anthony.
Blew it up.
Left nothing.
Yeah. Kablooey. I thought you were going to get a new catchphrase for when you popped, but...
But still kablooey.
Still kablooey.
Still on kablooey.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yep, it's Nick's birthday.
This is my birthday episode. That's why we're out of order. Mm-hmm. So Elise is here in person again.
I am. I'm here.
Two episodes in a row. It's
between almost... Nick's birthday, his age of wisdom birthday, mm-hmm. and producer Brandon's wedding, I had to be in town.
Yeah.
So I drove in from New Orleans.
So here we are.
Here we is. Hi, boys.
So I needed to fix a massive hole in the original run of the show. How we didn't have this.
Damn right gaping.
Yeah, it was gaping. It was so much gaping. Today we are talking about Cliffhanger from 1993, directed by Rennie Harlan. Rennie Harlan gave us The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, Deep Blue Sea.
Thank God for that, Jim.
The Long Kiss Goodnight and Die Hard 2. Die Harder.
Hmm.
I'd say that's probably his crowning achievement then.
Yeah.
From this list.
Yeah. I mean, Deep Blue Sea. That's something.
It's a movie.
That's a movie, yeah. Samuel Jackson has an excellent death in that, though.
That is true.
Yeah, isn't that like when a shark comes in?
From out of nowhere.
Yeah, just eats him.
Yeah. So, yes. Had to utilize the birthday card to fix this egregiousness
gap.
Yeah. So we open on the old school. I keep wanting to just go into it. You don't want to hear me.
That's fine. So depending on
we'll
who
take
you,
it personally, like
I will. Depending on who you ask, this movie has a runtime of 1 hour and 53 minutes or 2 hours and 4 minutes.
Different cuts, maybe?
Maybe.
The Stallone rewrites cut?
Probably. The budget for this movie was $70 million. Opening weekend, they brought in $16.7 million. And overall gross worldwide is $255 million.
And they are in production on Cliffhanger 2. It's slated to come out 2024.
Really?
Finally making the sequel nobody wanted.
Also, listeners, if you hear clicky clacky in the background, my dogs are making a special appearance today.
Yeah, we got extra hosts. So, I do like the old school TriStar logo. I mean, just right in the childhood. First thing when that comes out. So, you know, we got...
I mean, to be fair, 1993, I guess I was in high school in 1993. So, still childhood-ish. I remember when this movie came out. It was kind of a big deal.
It was. Especially this opening scene. I mean, I think the opening scene was pretty much the trailer. Like, they didn't do much of the movie, but...
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you need? This scene, this opening scene, we all know, oft parodied. You know, Ace Ventura 2 did it. Simpsons did it, of course. I think everybody's had a cliffhanger type of parody thing. But, so we're flying through the Rockies, in air quotes. This was actually filmed in Italy. These are not the Rockies at all.
Is this a spaghetti cliffhanger?
I think this is a spaghetti action. Yeah.
I mean, it's one way to do it. Their mountains are impressive.
Yeah. A lot of beautiful. And, you know, the rescuers, so they're always in helicopters. We get a lot of great helicopter shots of mountains throughout this movie. So, you know, we got these. We see a person free climbing and, you know, obviously it's got to be Stallone, but There were two people that did almost all the actual climbing in this movie.
That was giving me anxiety watching this.
I know.
I don't know. I give so much credit to people that
can do
can do it. And, you know, oh my God, no. I'd die for sure. Like 5 feet off the ground.
A couple flights of stairs and I'm done. A mountain? Get out of here. We had one guy, Wolfgang Gulick, and another guy, Ron Koch. The ones that did most of the climbing.
Such a child.
Yeah. Ron Koch had to bulk up because, you know, he had to look like he was Stallone. So he ended up having to eat 6 meals a day and doing a whole lot of weightlifting.
Which is hard because, again, as a rock climber, you want to be as lean as possible because you're carrying all that weight.
Pretty counterproductive. But so we got this guy climbing up, just free climbing, which is the scariest way to do it, I think. And the pilot of this helicopter is Jesse, played by Janine Turner from Northern Exposure. Do you remember the show
Northern
Exposure?
I do.
I do not.
It's just a small town in Alaska. That's it. Just
the
day-to-day life of Alaska town. Alaska town. So they're
all of Alaska is a town.
Yeah. I mean, there's only like 2 or 3 towns in Alaska, right?
Sure.
It's pretty.
Sound.
Pretty wild open frontier. There's Anchorage, Juneau, and Alaska
Caracan.
Town.
Alaska Town.
Alaska Town.
Yep.
And Russia. So anyway, they see the smoke signal. You know, they're out there trying to rescue people as they do. That is their job. And the couple that is needing rescued is Michael Rooker, back from the Guardians movies.
What yes. up?
A young Michael Rooker.
Yeah, we got two Ravagers here.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
You had to remind me of this. I'm like, wait a second. Actually, Rob did. Rob's like, oh, they're both Ravagers. I'm like, wait, what? They are both
Ravagers. Oh, no. I was the one that reminded.
Uh-uh.
You're misremembering.
That's fine.
I'm the one who knocks. So anyway, Michael Rooker and Lady. I don't know. She didn't have anything that really stuck out to me in her filmography. But this is his idea of a date. Is let's go climb a mountain.
Yeah.
I mean, some people like to do that kind of stuff together.
So they're getting up there, you know, and of course, Gabe Stallone is playing Gabe. Gabe Walker, I want to say.
I think so.
There is nothing about him that the name Gabe makes any sort of, you know, some people, their names fit their faces. This is just like...
Yeah, Stallone does not look like a Gabe.
No.
A little listener, Gabe, you know, shout out. There you go. You've been played by Stallone, bud. So they're going there, you know, there's the copter, and they attach the line so they can crawl across, you know, get, because they're on the tower, this
random,
really awkward peak that they call the tower.
Yeah.
And so... Michael Rooker goes across, and it's all great. And then they strap up the lady, Sarah, and they're going to send her across, but her harness starts to come undone.
In the most weird of ways.
Random
too.
Fucking way. One of the little clasps, or the...
Basically, it just, instead of when you tighten your clasp, this was just like randomly decided to untighten and completely undo and then break in half.
Yeah. So Black Diamond made sure that everybody knows they had to design a special harness to break because their stuff would not ever break.
Yeah. There was a special notice, even though like there is no labels on any of this. So you wouldn't have known it anyways, except in like the credit scenes where they credit certain things. But also they had to like shoot this so many times because her gloves would not fall off.
Right. They couldn't get the glove to slip off. Stallone's grip apparently was just he's just too strong.
Well, that and those gloves are designed not to come off.
Right. So they had to get like 3 sizes too big and put like Vaseline on her hands inside to try to get this glove to slip off. Like we had to try really hard to throw this lady off a mountain.
That and he did
it
like
was too safe.
He did like a 40-foot jump or something between 2 things and they had to take it out because it seemed unrealistic.
Yeah, they use a part of it. He does a Mario jump at the end of the movie. So that's a part of that. Yeah, the super jump that they got rid of. I think it was at the preview screening, people were laughing. Like, oh, well, we probably need to get this out of the movie then. But yeah, so this is like, I don't know, one of the most famous opening scenes, I think, ever. I mean, we all know she starts falling and he calls out there and Michael Rooker's like, no, don't, you know, we can't get two people. And he's like, what the fuck else are we going to do?
Yeah.
So he goes out and he catches her and, you know, he's holding on and he's like, reach up, you know,
with your other hand, because she's
you need to climb up because I'm obviously holding on with my other hand. So I can't do it. Yeah. You've got to climb up. And she just keeps screaming. And it's really overly dramatic and drawn out and effective. Very effective.
Yeah. Eventually, she obviously loses her grip and falls to her death. And that, watching a person that you were trying to save, like.
Oh, yeah. He has. No wonder he just disappears for about a year and probably. Yeah.
I feel like that's going to fuck you up for the rest of your life. Just watching somebody screaming no at you. And
she's like, I'm falling. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. I don't want to die. And it's like, well, fucking.
I don't want you to die either, bitch. Grab my other hand.
Yeah, I'm kind of out here to prevent that. But she falls.
And, help a little.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. She also had a stuffed animal, which apparently Randy Harlan added in after the fact because he wanted that to fall first to give you an idea, like set up the, oh, shit, you know, get that feeling in the viewers before she falls.
As soon as her harness kept starting to go, I'm like, bye, Sarah.
Yeah.
Bye, Sarah. You're going to die.
Yeah. Because after Michael Rooker goes across, Stallone's like, why'd you let him bring you up here anyway? And she goes, he said it was better than sex. And it must be really bad at sex. No, that was me, ad lib. He didn't. Stallone can't quip.
So he can after quip.
He can after quip.
He can ADA her.
So now we cut to the U.S. Treasury in Denver, Colorado, making all them dollars. And trivia guy will have you know that the Denver Mint only makes coins, so they would not be making.
Thank you, trivia guy.
They would not be making cash.
Heavy bags. If it's just coins.
I feel like John Lithgow would not go through all this for a fucking suitcase of quarters.
It's laundry day.
I've got to wash the whites.
I can just imagine Lithgow at the freaking laundromat trying to get soap.
Pacing around angrily. So
best day at laundromat ever.
They're going to transfer this, and they got some FBI guys there. And it's like, you know, the FBI guy's getting transferred from the Denver office to the San Francisco office. So is it cool if he hitches a ride? And I was like, that's all he needs. He's moving across the country, you think he would have a moving truck? I don't know, maybe some personal items. No, I'm just going to fly out with the Treasury and just be in San Francisco now, I guess. It's just like, that's not how moving works. But whatever.
It's an easy way to do it.
I guess so. Yeah,
you just buy new shit when I get there.
Yeah, I guess you got him making that FBI money. So they're saying that the bills that they're transferring, they're in these super locked cases. You know, we have like a magnetic key card that opens it, and they're not proper currency. They're like specific non-circulatable currency that is for international negotiations or whatever. So like these are three cases full of very specific dollars.
Negotiable bearer bonds.
And we always go in the air. Trucks can be hijacked. Trains can be derailed, but nobody can touch us in the air. Or so we thought. Dun, dun, dun. So, you know, we got that nice little setup. Now we cut back to Sly driving back into town. Like these local stoners, these poor stoners, man, it does not go well for these stoners.
I really thought that the blonde stoner reminded me so much of from Hocus Pocus, Isis Rhyme the Blonde. In Hocus Pocus.
Oh, maybe, I guess.
She had me look it up, but it's not the same guy.
I'm like, can you look this up? Because I feel like, no, it's not, but for some reason, it's like the same vibe.
Because this came out the same year as Hocus Pocus 2. Or not Hocus Pocus 2, but Hocus Pocus also.
Hocus Pocus 2.
As well.
I can't remember who I thought he looked like, but, I mean, they're just two local... small town stoner dudes.
The driving scene is just so ridiculous. It's so dumb because
they're driving next to Stallone. They're like, "Hey, Gabe's back in town." Hey, and they're just like, neither of them are watching the road. They're having a full-on conversation across vehicles, which is not how this works.
Yeah, no.
Road noise wind would be and on a mountain road, like
And the way they're talking, it's like they're just sitting at a coffee shop having a conversation,
we're gonna go freebase jump off the tower and. Base jump off the tower.
I was like, whoa.
This is some real stoners. Yeah.
They are not stoners light.
Yeah, we're gonna jump off the tower, man. Come with us. No, I'm good. You guys just go ahead. Rug turning. this casual stupid conversation. Like, the mountain roads are very windy and there's gonna be other people and like, it's just really bad.
It's really bad. I mean, you just get the vibe that obviously Gabe knows everybody.
Well, yeah,
he knows the mountain. He knows the people.
It's a very small little town, so everybody knows everybody, right? Yeah. So he gets out to Jesse's house, and she is not excited to see him at all. You know,
I'd be pissed too. I mean, you're dealing with that trauma too.
Yeah. He obviously takes full blame, you know, because he was the one holding her and he's the one that dropped her. And
but again, not even his fault, because I don't think he could have. You mean he held on for as long as he could.
Right.
And then on top of which was not getting any assistance from not the victim, like, but, you know, it's not like she was helping out in her situation either. It was just a shitty situation. They shouldn't have been up there. Realistically, it's Hal's fault for bringing a girl can't climb.
Fuck you, Michael Rooker.
Up that high.
You don't take somebody that doesn't know how to mountain climb to the tower. I mean, everybody knows that.
And then you get injured. So.
So, yeah. Anyway, but, you know, if you cause somebody's death, you're probably going to feel guilty, logical or not, you know?
Right. Well, and, you know, it's just, you're not the only one that had to deal with that whole trauma. And that's her point.
Like, you just dipped out of town for a year and you think you're the only one dealing with it, you know? Like,
and they obviously have a thing.
They got wedding rings on, but he's moving out. Like, they're separating due to, you know, him just disappearing for a year.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, I guess we're not married anymore. I haven't seen or heard from you in a year. So
you got a new horse?
Yeah.
You got a new horse.
And then later in the movie, can you explain really quick? I noticed that she never flies again. Is it she got her? She doesn't. Did they ever address that?
I mean, she does get into one and she gets dropped off, but no, she doesn't ever fly. I mean,
there wasn't that much flying after that. I mean, other than the dude dropping her off.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're just getting dropped off. It's just like an Uber.
Well, I was just curious because she could have flown her. Yeah. She could have flown herself and, you know, landed the helicopter and done what she needed to do, like, on her own. She didn't need to necessarily get a ride. That's why I was confused. I'm like, is she traumatized and can't fly?
Maybe.
But they didn't address it.
Never put a line in about it. You figure Stallone would think of all that because he did do some script work on this, of course. So, pretty big plot hole there, Sly.
Interesting side note, I'll just say, a little educational tap. Do you know the helicopter? A lot of times we'll call them like a copter or a helo, but the combination of the two words is helico and ter, P-T-E-R. Helico meaning spiral and ter meaning wing. That's why pterodactyls are named P-T-E-R, pterodactyls.
I'll be damned.
So,
ding.
Educational tab. Yeah, there you go. I think I had seen some about that, but I thought it was one of those like jokes. Like, to understand mankind, we have to break it down into its two words: mank and eind. What do these mean? We don't know.
I don't have words for that.
I think that was a Jack Handy deep thought thing. Anyway. Because if you see helico and pter, you'd be like, well, that's not right. That's not where you break those up. Pter.
That sounds like something happens after a procedure.
Pter.
Pter. Right, pter.
Or like a sarcasm scoff noise. Pter. Yeah.
Highbrow.
Anyway, yeah, he's still got his ring, but... So I think they're married or whatever, because he's still wearing his ring, but she doesn't want anything to do with him. And he's like, I came here for you. I want you to move with me. And she's like, no, unlike you, I don't just run away from everything and I need to be here. I'm one of now three people that rescue on the mountain. So can't just leave Michael Rooker and that old guy.
Yeah, seriously. Dude's going to die, and that one can't fucking do shit without hurting himself. So, I mean, it's...
Yeah, so anyway, he's like, well, I'm going to get the rest of my stuff. And she's like, you know where it is. Fuck out.
Get out. At least say hi to my horse.
So we got these government guys on the airplane. The cases, you see they're safely locked in this cage. The FBI guy looks out and he does see another plane coming up. It's like, this seems odd.
Yeah.
Almost like they're coming after us or something.
It's like a
gonna put a pin
plane
in that.
Chasing.
Yeah.
What?
And this is intercut with our other rescue teams in the office and Frank's painting. He's like, it's a monkey eating or a banana eating a monkey.
It's a badass banana.
Right there. Look. It's like, just a bunch of splatters there, but you know, just seeing the good rapport that these coworkers have, and it's dumb. So turns out Travers is the U.S. Treasury guy that's transferring this money, and wouldn't you know it, he's crooked.
Hmm.
So the FBI agent catches on that something's going down and pulls a gun, but it turns out all the other agents are also crooked. Or he shoots the other agent, shoots the FBI guy. The co-pilot's like, what the fuck's going on? Pilot shoots him. But so the other ones, maybe. I say that firing a gun in an airplane is a terrible idea.
Yeah, typically you might want to not
but
shoot.
Really, really bad to be the pilots because...
I mean, just don't miss, right?
Yeah, I mean...
Just doesn't go through the person in the window. And
I feel like a lot of things could go wrong when you're shooting in
a... lot of things. And there were a whole lot of bullets fired in this scene.
Like, they were not aiming.
They do not give a shit that they're in an airplane.
Well, I mean...
They're like pressure.
Like when the crooked cop, I mean, he fired 3 times and killed all 3 of the other officers there. So, well, mostly killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought he did. But the pilot was the one who was like, you're just going to go right out the cockpit window. Like, that's a terrible idea.
Shoot some more.
Yeah. I mean, knock him out or something, but...
I mean... Throw caution and safety to the wind is what I'm getting in this movie.
Yeah, because it's, $100 million?
Yeah, I think it's $100 million.
Is what they're transferring here. So it's Travers and the main pilot. It's all this plan to steal the money, right?
Right.
So then we get the craziest stunt, the big stunt. They had to film this in America because it was illegal. Italy would not allow them to do this. Insurance refused to cover it, so Stallone docked his own pay to cover the cost of the stunt. The stuntman Simon Crane is the one who did it, and he got paid $1 million to go across airplanes. Only once. We got one try.
One try, yeah.
So it's a pretty cool shot, like the rope or the zip line going between the two, and he just like scoots on across from one plane to the other. And so he gets there, and John Lithgow, the great John Lithgow, is like, well, why didn't you send the money first? And he's like, I'm not a fucking idiot, dude. You wouldn't wait around for me if I sent the money first. So now the pilot's supposed to send the boxes and or the cases and come behind.
Right behind.
But the FBI agent still has a little bit of life in him. So
again, maybe aim.
Yeah. So he blasts the FBI or blasts the pilot and
came a blast.
Starts shooting the other plane, shoots all the people in the other plane, just a blast. And
this dude's like, got like an Uzi and he's just like not aiming, just shooting from the hip and just nailing and everything. Like he is friggin' a hell of a shot.
Yeah. With those air speeds too.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, he's a highly trained agent.
So. Maybe he could have maybe not got shot to begin with if he was so highly trained.
I'm sure that he would have preferred to not get shot.
I'm just saying, like.
You know what I want to do today? I would love to get shot.
Just feel like if you can do the aim later, why didn't you just lead with that?
I like that's part of my like daily affirmation. I get up, I look in the mirror, I'm like, you know, you're looking good today, Anthony. Let's not get shot.
Not good stuff. Yeah.
I live in New Orleans. That is my affirmation daily.
Yeah. So, he just fucks the other plane up, takes out a few of the bad guys. But they had set the a bomb to go off on the first plane. You had to put a little timer on it. So the,
yeah, blew him up.
And it ends up blowing him up. So now the cases are hanging loose, and they're trying to pull him up, but they fall off the zip line and go crashing down into the mountains. So now we got an emergency landing, pretty rough landing. Cause the, you know, plane's all shot up, better than crashing, I guess, but still, the female pilot here is, really good. Better job. She does a great job. Well done. I don't know who she was, but done. I mean, your plane's all fucked up. You got,
yeah.
Can't be easy with John Lithgow screaming in your face all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, can you let me focus here, dude?
Yeah, that is kind of a voice that when it's screaming in your face, it's kind of unable to focus.
So they want to shoot Travers because, you know, everything's gone fucked up here. And he's like, well, I'm the only one that has the codes to get into the tracking device to find these cases. So if you shoot me, you're never going to find your money. And I'm like, damn it.
Fuck. I see what you did there.
Touche.
All right there. What movie is it with? It doesn't matter.
Okay, perfect. Great.
Great.
That was a great reference.
I tried.
You're doing great.
So the pilot again, this lady, I mean, Tom Lithgow really struck it big when he got this from Goons R Us. And she calls the rescue team and it's like, oh, we need help. One of our guys needs insulin. Hurry, hurry, hurry. It's like, damn, that was a nice touch. You're pretty smart. And so, you know, Rooker's going out there. So he's like, I guess I'm going to climb up somehow and save people. I'm just me and this bag of chalk.
Me and this chalk against the fucking world.
Yeah. It's me and this bag of cocaine. We're going to get it done.
Where's my glass table?
That is not how you do cocaine, bud.
That's how Michael Rooker does cocaine. So yeah, Jesse runs back to the house. He's like, I bet Gabe's still taking a sweet ass time cleaning up his shit. And sure enough, he is. He's like, and we get
his shit or his emotional shit.
All yes. But we get such a great trope. I love when movies do this. Like he pulls out the most unnecessarily large duffel bag and throws like a paperback book into it and then carries it out to his car. Like,
I didn't notice
you
that.
You can fit a body in there and you threw like a book and a sock or something, like just two items. And I was like, why do you need a bag that?
Where was your other over the top hat?
Yes. Well, man, the over the top moment. But she's like, hey, you know, there are people that need saving. Yeah, I don't do that anymore. You know, so like, well, why don't you save these people and maybe get over the fucking fact that you lost the last one, you know?
You know how many rescue workers don't always save all of the people that they try to rescue? A lot of them, and they get over it and continue to move on the job. Quit being a bitch.
So right now, Hal's going up there all by himself. He can't handle this all by himself. He's like, well, why don't you and the other guy get the fucking helicopter and go help instead of staying here busting my balls?
Bitch.
So, you baby back, bitch.
So he's saying, no, I'm not going to do it. And he gets in his Jeep and drives off. And so we get the FBI shows up to the Treasury office.
Treasury?
To the Treasury. He's like, yeah, so we've been surveilling you guys. We're pretty sure that this wasn't a whoopsie doodle. This was an inside job because we've been watching you for a bit. I'm like, well, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Like, the money is in unusable denominations. They're in a locked case. Like,
why would anybody try to steal it?
Takes this. It's not like they can go spend it anywhere.
Except Russia.
One guy could do it. John Lithgow. Former military intelligence. Now he does heists. And he has the international connections to move this kind of money. Well.
There's always one dude.
Probably our guy then.
Yep.
Seems like that'd be the guy. So, and now here, this confused me. So Rooker, you know, is climbing up trying to save these people and he hits the sledge and Sly's just sitting there already. Rooker's been climbing for a while Sly was still getting his shit out of the house. So what sort of magical shortcut did he take to get halfway up the mountain already?
That book was How to Climb Mountains Fast.
For dummies.
Climbing for dummies. That's literally what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Climbing for dummies.
And so then they're still fighting because he's still mad that, you know, he's like, you dropped Sarah. This is all your fault. And he's like, hey, you didn't have to watch fall. You know, you were going to live with this. And, you know, he has him like on the ledge. He's about to throw him off the mountain. And even Sly's like, yeah, fuck it. Do it.
Bye.
Do it.
I don't care.
And then he stops. He's like, no, I want you to live with what you did. Okay, well, I'm seeing awfully dramatic for no reason, man. Fucking tried to throw me off a mountain, dude.
Did you take your medication this morning? Because you're being dramatic.
Look, bud, you need to get on the cocaine. You're not you when you're sober.
You're not you when you're sober, no.
So they immediately get kidnapped. And they get up there and it's like, oh, it was a ruse.
Damn it.
Yeah, so they're like, we've got three cases. We got this terrible looking device that has the graphics from Escape from New York on it. And these three little bleeps that are the, so you know where these are? Yeah. Okay. I mean, they try to
Broken
play like
Arrow. That was the movie I was
got
thinking
it.
Of.
Okay. So if you can't help us find these cases, then you're useless. Useless items usually get discarded.
Oh no. Damn Lithgow.
So like they get close to case number one. And they're like, all right, we're keeping Hal here. You have to go up and do it. You don't get your bolt gun. He usually like has his little bolt gun so we can hang, you know,
hammer in
little anchors to hang from. But apparently that also trivia guy will let you know that's not the way to do it.
Nope.
You don't shoot a bolt gun into rocks. It would
shatter,
chip the rocks,
yeah,
and not hold. So bad idea.
Thanks, trivia guy.
Can't take his axe, not even his coat.
No coats for you. You have to show those rippling muscles while you climb.
I'm like, what's the point of any of that? Hey, go get our money, but do it as difficult as possible. And also,
well,
take
they
your
don't
clothes
want,
off.
They don't want him any having any sort of weapons, and then they don't want him to run away. So they figure if he doesn't have the clothes to get far, he'll stick nearby. But
yeah, but they're keeping Hal as...
I mean, this extra collateral, yes, but...
Anyway, John Lithgow is just like, I want to see this dude without clothes on. So
that's pretty much what it was.
Strip naked and climb up there, buddy.
Buns out, bitch. Yeah,
let me see them buns.
Demolition Man.
No, he's just got a t-shirt and his cap, which he immediately over the tops that cap. Mm-hmm. And just like, all right, I guess I'm climbing this mountain.
You're fucking still up.
So he gets up there and he finds the case immediately. And he busts it open with a rock. And I'm like, so much for those super fancy magnetic key card lock fucking things.
Yeah.
Like, oh, keep in mind, too, that he got a rope tied to his ankle.
Yes, they have a rope tied to him so he can't get away.
He's a dog on a leash.
But, yeah. If all you have to do is hit it with a rock to break, wouldn't the fall have broken these open?
Oh, 100%.
I don't think the rope was there to keep him from getting away. I think it was there so that he could tie it to the case and then lower the case down to them.
No, they even made a mention of keeping him on a short leash.
Maybe, but it's just knotted on there. It's not like he couldn't untie it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying that it was smart.
So, anyway, I was like, so the slock is fucking worthless, but they start pulling the rope that he's tied to. Like they're going to try to just pull him off the ledge because I think he's up to shenanigans, which he is.
Well, like, because, Lithgow said, you know, we don't need two guides. Like, when he gets back down here, kill him. And then Rooker's like, we're going to kill you when you get back or whatever.
That's right. Tried to warn him. So
he's jacked in the face.
Pulling him down, and he's able to cut it. He finds something up there because they didn't let him go with anything.
He had something, a rock or something.
It was a rock that he was bashing against it.
Yeah.
And got the rope off just before he gets pulled over the edge. Great. So they're like, oh, loose rope. He's free now. So then one guy just starts blasting. And again, I guess better than an airplane, but still not a great idea. Firing guns.
They're shooting like grenades too, like grenade launchers.
Yeah.
And
I want my money.
There was some line about look out for the ledge. You know, it could fall like the snow ledge.
Avalanche.
Will fall down on us and, you know. Just like for no reason. So then he starts shooting at it, and of course it falls. And Stallone puts the case over his head,
but pushes up against the
like it's an umbrella. And I'm like, you can have a couple tons of snow falling down. I think the last thing you want is more heavy shit above your head. But you know,
I guess do what you do.
I've never had to climb mountains for money, so no. You're smarter than me, I guess.
But then he pushes himself up against the cliff edge, so he's
backs as much as he can. But then he ends up chucking the case along with the avalanche, so that as the snow goes and clears, then they see all the cash. And this is where we get our opening line about the most expensive funeral in history, because I think that he got taken out in the avalanche. So he covered his ass. Now they're not looking for him anymore.
Nope, but he's still got no clothes, really.
Still got no clothes, and now they're down a third of their $100 million. So now they're down to $66.666666 million.
I want to know how big that briefcase is to carry all those sixes.
I mean, they're just, you saw three of them.
Yeah.
And they're all carrying threes, not sixes.
Okay. Well, it still repeats.
Yeah. So anyway, once the snow clears, the shooter's gone. So the only actual casualty here is the guy that was blasting wildly in the air. So good. Fuck that guy, I guess.
Bye, bitch.
It's good. It's a good thing because, you know, there's one less case. So we're down some money. That's one less guy we got to pay out. That's good. Yeah.
These are the consequences of your actions.
Yeah. So now we'll move on to case number two. And Jesse's like freaking out because they haven't heard anything back from Hal. She's like, why don't you fly me close to where Hal is? And Frank's like, no, we can't do that. Just let him save all these people by himself. Mm-hmm. She didn't. So they're arguing about that a bit. So anyway, Hal's going for case number two. And, you know, we'll get old Stallone's free climbing. Just
free basin.
Free basin.
Just free basin with his tank top on.
And so bad.
Frank does finally drop Jesse off. She's like, okay, so the call said they were around here. The only spot nearby is that random old abandoned cabin. So he would have to go there for shelter. So take me there and I can wait for him there at the cabin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he drops her off and she's there, but, it doesn't get Hal. We get Gabe shows up and they're like, oh, you decided you were going to be a bitch. Great.
And I love whatever sweater that they found for him. She's must have been like preheated because he's like instantly stopped shivering.
Yep, I'm all good now. I mean, this is Stallone's thing. Let me find some raggedy piece of shit and wrap myself in like he did in First Blood.
That is true.
He's like, I'm all good now. Yep.
Problem solved.
Yeah. So, you know, he's telling her about the whole thing. It was a fake call. They're actually bad guys trying to get money and they've got Hal hostage. And, you know, she's like trying to warm him up and not be pissed off at him. But so he's like, we got to get to the next case before they do. And they just go, yeah, he's completely fine. No hypothermia, no nothing, no frostbite. And so, like they do get to the case first, and he says something, but we cut to the gang showing up, and they see that the tracking device is the mouth of a snowman that they built really quick. They took the time to build a snowman, and
well, when you were out there and you're bored,
the case is empty, and they're like, "Fuck, he's alive still," and she took all her money. Now we're down to $33.3333 million.
Again,
I'm going to have to kill more henchmen. So we do get some cool Silence of the Lambs night vision goggle view here as they're chasing Gabe and Jesse. And they, you know, see him and it's a little chase gunfight thing here. But maybe the dumbest thing that I've seen since Knock Off is when this goon is using Stallone as a sled.
Yeah, when that came on, I just started laughing. Like,
there's just Anthony's like, is it really happening?
Sliding down this mountain on Stallone, and then somehow he flips it around, and now he's riding down on the goon and punching him in the face while tobogganing him.
Yes, it's just the fucking you weird. Can call me Sludge Stallone.
Oh, so of course he sends the goon flying off an edge, and he catches himself, but.
Yeah, would he have like one of the axes or whatever, climbing axe? So he
because they got a couple of tools out of the cabin. And all
it was
of
so
that.
Silly. So silly.
It was awesome. Just the silliest.
I just saw a person use Sylvester Stallone as a sled. Awesome. So the gang finds the cabin and they're taking shelter in there because, you know, it's getting nighttime, super cold. And in the meantime, Stallone and Jesse are in a cave using cash to build themselves a fire.
I mean, you do what you got to do to survive.
Just burning millions of dollars.
Burning money.
Yeah.
So the next day, we're going to go for case number three. Of course it's on the tower. Of course it landed on the tower.
Well, it had to. I mean.
So as they're going along.
The tower is its own character in this movie.
The tower is its own character. And so they're, you know, Hal's leading them to the tower. And they're, you know, of course, he's taken him the long way around, and they come across those two stoners, those freebasers. And,
all they want to do is just jump off cliffs.
That's all they want to do.
All they want to do is just leave the kids alone.
So he's like, these guys are crazy. You got to run. And so they blast him. I shoot one of them, and the other one kind of gets away and ends up jumping and throws a chute.
They shoot him.
They do clip him, but he, you know, lands, gets stuck in a tree and just hangs out.
Gets stuck in a tree.
Yeah.
Because he probably would have survived if it wasn't for that.
With the tree?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. It depends on where they shot him.
Well, he was stuck. Well, that's what I'm saying. He was stuck in that tree for so many hours. He was slowly probably internally bleeding. Poor dude.
You know, you can't leave someone. We have protocols. Like if somebody falls and their safety harness catches, and you have to get to them within like 10 minutes.
Otherwise they can lose their legs.
Yeah. Our harnesses have like little like, step things. Like if you fall in it, then you unzip these deals and you mm-hmm. put your feet in them. And so you can stand up and take the strain off of your,
I've seen those.
Mm-hmm.
Harnesses are dangerous equipment too.
Yeah. Don't get the one from the beginning of this movie.
Do not. You're going to die.
A lot of good that PPE did her. So, he's taking them along around. So Sly and Jesse use the shortcut, you know, Stallone's magical mountain shortcuts, and gets ahead of them. And, so the shortcut is this, like, cave, a crevasse.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, just, like, the narrowest thing. It's not even, like, a full cave, except for, like, certain spots.
So they're going through there, of course. There's bats, and everybody freaks out about bats.
Well, I would freak out about bats, too.
Yeah, and to be fair, he's like, hey, don't move. And she's like, what? You said move around as much as possible? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I mean, he really did. And she just was like, no.
And then he's like, get down. And she was like, what? Run around waving my arms? Okay, got it.
And screaming.
Yeah, if I got swarmed by bats, I would probably scream
I'd
a bit,
too. I'd lose my shit, too. But they bite.
Then we could grow up to be Batman.
Yeah, so I'd probably just become a superhero.
That's not how that one works.
That's how it worked for him.
No. That's Spider-Man. He got bit by a spider.
No, he fell in the cave, got swarmed by bats.
Yeah, but that's...
And decided to become the knight. I am vengeance. Yeah.
But that's... You also have to be a billionaire.
I would help. I'm a little late on both...
I wonder how Batman
martial arts training and money. Yeah,
see
how Batmanuel got his powers.
Well, I mean, he probably got his kung fu like Batmanuel. Just like Poe did. It's just like he went to the store and got his kung fu, so that was fine.
Right.
I mean, a billionaire, he could probably pick that up.
You could buy a lot of kung fu.
You can get bulk. Get his Costco kung fu
Kirkland brand.
So that's fine.
Kirkland foo. Yeah, so you get swamped by bats. Another Ace Ventura 2 thing, because he also freaks out about bats.
Oh, yeah. Shikaki.
The bat dance.
Go, you're out of here.
Frank's just out patrolling. It's like, well, now everybody's gone. I can't hear back from anyone. Yeah. This isn't good.
Uh-oh, I lost all my rescuers.
Yeah, he does find the jumper stoner hanging from the tree, and he gets there just in time because this guy's about to be eaten. Husky food.
I would like to point out that none of those wolves had long noses.
They all had long noses. Wolves have long noses. They're not pugs.
I believe it's called a snout.
No, I'm not talking about snoot. The snout. I'm talking about the nose.
If they didn't have a snoot, then where would you boop them?
Fair assessment.
Right.
Don't spend a lot of time trying to boop wolves, though.
Oh, I boop snoot. Wolves. All the time. Snoot boops.
Snoot poops.
But yeah, Frank is a badass coming in shooting.
Yeah, scaring all them
wolves.
So we get the rope bridge part, you know. Government, our agents are now flying around trying to find their people and the money and stuff. And so they find the wreckage of the first ship.
Ship?
Ship, yeah. Plane? Airplane.
Yeah, they were.
Airship.
It's not a blimp.
And I don't remember what their deal was, like why they don't just land or try to do anything.
Because they're an airplane and not a... Oh, wait, no, it was a helicopter.
It's a helicopter, yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, well, let's just keep cruising around, I guess.
Yeah.
You can't land because then the movie's over.
God forbid we should land and help out.
If you touch the ground, then the movie's over.
It's lava.
It's hot.
Some cold ass lava.
Fire on the mountain. Is that Marshall Tucker?
Stallone's out there with no shirt on. So yeah,
no, he's got that grandma sweater.
Oh, that's right, he does. He found his grandma sweater.
Yeah. So anyway, they're coming out of the cave, and I'll be doing just fine, kind of. But there's one goon that's super crazy.
The dude is mad.
Yeah, he is psychotic.
Yep.
And
he got some problems. He needs to drive, just
as Stallone peeks his little head out of the crevasse.
Stop saying crevasse.
And then he sees this guy, and he's like, "Oh shit!" And he drops back down, and then the goon follows him in there and
enter the crevasse.
Fill with your mighty the juice. Crevasse.
You know, lots of fighting. Where's my money? I burnt it. I never could save anything. And then just beating the crap out of Stallone.
I want my money now. Yeah. Call J.G. Wentworth. Sorry. That's all me and Rob could think about whenever that came on was we were like, hey. Yeah, no, we're just to J.G. Wentworth. I'm like, if you just would have called J.G. Wentworth, this problem would have been solved a long time ago.
I lost all of my suitcases and I need cash now. So anyway, the guy's like, I'm going to kill you, but not the girl. And he's talking about how he's going to make her love him, or I don't know. I think it was sort of a fuck you till you love me type of situation.
It's very rapey.
Very rapey vibes from this guy. Yep. And he's just punching the crap out of Stallone. Forgot every bit of his Rocky training.
He really did. He's like boxing. I don't know her. Don't look at me with that judgment. I don't appreciate that.
Like, my whole career has literally been punching people, and I forgot how to do it all, apparently. Also, I think he's 47 in this movie.
I didn't look up the ages.
He
this
actually
time.
Looks
I
really good to. In this
looks,
movie.
Looks
this,
pretty,
is,
this is pre, this pre, is pre-surgery.
I really wish he wouldn't have done that, because he looked great. He wasn't a bad-looking guy. No. Yes, he has a little bit of the face palsy, but it's not, again.
Damn forceps.
Forceps, but again, not his fault. I mean, it didn't make him look bad.
No, and so bad. His trademark now, that crooked lip every time he screams, the Stallone mouth. You got so much good Stallone face in this movie.
It's like Belushi and his teeth. Not Belushi. What's his face that played Buddy Holly?
Busey.
Thank you.
Don't get those two. Anyway, so we get this whole fight here, and I mean, he uses his mountain climbing axe to like slice the guy's leg, and then he punches him back a little bit, and then top 10 cinematic death of all time.
I mean, yeah, you came in there. Super excited when this was about to happen. You were
you
like, I was watching
while
the
we were
movie,
watching this.
And
you were
yes.
like, stop, everybody, watch this.
Suplex a dude up into a stalactite.
Yeah, which didn't make the guy has a freaking trench knife in his hand. And like, instead of like being like, hey, please don't pick me up, I'm going to dissuade you from doing this by stabbing you. He's just like, well, let's ride this out. Let's see where this goes. And no, then boom, stalactite.
Right through the chest.
That strong man. So awesome.
That was a really sharp one.
Right through the torso.
That was some WWE dude, shit.
Right through his torso. He was just like, yeah, I should have used my knife.
That was some WWE shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good death.
Very good death. I love it. Love it.
It was very good death. Death good. We liked.
All right. So Frank's, you know, calling over the radio trying to get something from anybody. Like, somebody tell me something that's going on. Pilot lady is prepping in the C4 to throw down into the cave because they're just like, this guy's a real nuisance.
This guy just will not die.
The Stallone feller. So she's getting ready to that. And so Hal grabs the radio really quick. He's like, oh my God, they're throwing the bomb down there. Get out, you know, warning them so they can get out of the cave and have this old rope. She's like, is this going to hold?
Probably not.
So they're trying to swing across to this other ledge, right? Because it's too far to jump, even if you can Super Mario jump. But so they're swinging, of course, the rope
and
is
they
like,
were swinging.
It's doing the Acme slowly unraveling.
Yes. Well, because it's like on the going it's against the rock. So yeah. It's slowly getting cut. And of course, the explosion happens. The rope cuts as they swing and
we're back
magically
to another,
land on the ledge.
Yeah. But we're also back to a Sarah moment where she has to get pulled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he gets it this time.
But he got it this time.
Redeems himself and totally redeem yourself. So, and yeah, the massive explosion, all this, and somehow Frank cruising around a helicopter just misses all of this.
Yep.
Didn't go, huh, wonder what that noise was.
Yeah. I mean, glasses maybe would have been helpful for this guy.
What's a fireball doing over there?
Huh. Yeah, I'm just going to fly the other way.
But he does see some red smoke, another smoke signal thing, and a body laying there. He's like, oh, let me go. This is, must be the people that called for help. And of course, it's a ruse again. The pilot's playing awesome. So many ruses.
A ruse on a ruse.
So, you know, he like kneels down to check on this body, and she grabs his gun, and another goon sees Hal.
I'm really proud of your talking today.
Yeah, thanks. He's like, oh, shit. You know, this guy's trying to warn the old man, so he just blasts Frank
again, just a blasting, and at least this time,
yeah, this is fine. This is okay. You're not in a pressurized cabin or under an avalanche, so
the parameters were met.
Yeah, good,
good job.
So he's like, "Oh no, Frank, you killed him! Damn it! Sneak his knife really quick. No, Frank! Oh my god!"
Oh no.
So yeah, now he's got a knife.
A knife. That's not a knife.
This is a knife. So now Sly and Jess have to get to the same rope bridge since their shortcut through the crevasse got blowed up.
God damn it, all of his shortcuts are just
and
going.
And then the rope bridge blows up. They got that too. It's like, man, every time we try to do something, they're just blowing it up. But we do get excellent Stallone face as he leaps away from this explosion.
Also, why didn't the FBI people notice all of this when they're helicopter?
Yeah, just they're all cruising around the same neighborhood, and then
nothing.
Just explosions of that common case. It just doesn't grab their attention, huh?
They're like, oh, this mountain, it blows up every now and then. Yeah. What? Yeah. That's not a volcano.
It's called mountain fire.
Again, not a volcano.
So, bit of a showdown here between Lithgow and Travers, you know.
Like, as you do, because if you get Lithgow, you gotta.
And, you know, he's like, give me the codes. Like, I'm the only person who knows that there's like 50,000 potential combinations.
Yeah, 55,000.
To log into this thing to.
So stupid.
To GPS track. And
you have the passcode.
You know, well, okay, fine. So I have to keep you alive and you're. So then he shoots the poor pilot lady who's done nothing but be badass.
Yeah.
And they were obviously in love.
Oh, totally a thing. Because he's like kissing her cheek. And he's like, true love is sacrifice. And
then shoots her through the back.
Right through the back. He's like, now I'm the only person who can fly us out of here. So you have to keep me alive. So here we are.
I guess we're partners again.
We're partners again. Yeah. Really crazy guy. That's John Lithgow. He's just a crazy, crazy fella.
Mad.
Yeah. So Jess is like, all right, I've had enough of this. I'm going to climb down. I don't want to play anymore.
I'm going home.
Things are blowing up. Our pets' heads are falling off. Going to Aspen. Oh, wait, we're right here. She goes for help. And, you know, Sly finds this old mining ladder. It's just a random ladder up on the mountain.
It might have been like a previous expeditions kind of climbing preset ladders, because they do have those in certain climbing areas.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
because this just randomly starts halfway up a mountain and just goes over this little peak here. So he gets up to case 3, takes all the money into this oversized duffel bag he's carrying around. Thank God I found that duffel bag in the abandoned shed
with my rock climbing for dummy book.
Yeah. And takes all the, you know, gets all the money out of it. So Hal gets up there with Travers and one random goon, the guy that shot Frank.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, here at the third case, we don't need him anymore. So you can kill the mountain guy, but just do it quietly this time. And why does it matter at this point?
You've been exploding shit.
You literally have found out that nobody cares about anything blowing up on this mountain.
Yeah. So,
so stupid.
It gets up there, and this guy, he's talking about how much he loves soccer, and so he starts kicking the crap out of Michael Rooker, making soccer puns.
Just quipping instead of killing.
Yeah,
that'll get you in the end.
Just, you got a gun. Just
shoot him.
Just do it. Or you probably have knives,
or kick him off the side.
He finally does get to the edge where he's gonna do the super kick and get him off the ledge here, but Michael Rooker pulls that little knife out, and stabs a dude in the leg and then shoots him with his own gun and throws him over the ledge.
I love that.
Something like, about the season is over, or soccer season's soccer over.
Yeah.
Something really terrible.
You
line.
Spent so much time quipping. This is what you get. Mm-hmm. See, if you would have just bad guy 101, like you don't talk about it. You don't give him the plan notes. You don't do anything. You just kill him and you leave.
Yeah.
He's like, that wasn't my best quip. I'm glad that guy died.
Nobody else was around to hear that. Yeah. So yeah, cause he shotgun blasts the guy. And then even Travers was like, I told him to be quiet. God. People are the worst. So then he's like looking at his stupid little GPS thing, and the tracker is moving all over the place. Like, what the fuck
what
is going on?
Is going
here?
On with it? Yeah.
So he sees that Stallone had put it onto a rabbit. He's like, son of a bitch, this guy. So he shoots at the rabbit, and they had to reshoot this because people were sad that the rabbit got shot. So they reshot that. Specifically, you do see the rabbit run away, so it survives, and PETA can calm down.
Well, it makes me happy. I was
pissed
like,
the dog off.
Yeah, the dog was
fucking
like,
rabbits.
I wanted a rabbit. That was my dog. Sorry, guys.
So now he's talking to John Lithgow over the radio, and he's like, well, he got all three cases. We don't have anything. You suck.
You blow.
You kind of really fucked this whole thing up, bud. And the FBI gets to hear all of it, you know, so they're like,
because suddenly they're right
now
frequency.
They're here. Yeah. So they're like, well, there we go. That's all we needed. That's all the evidence we need. Built our case right there, man. They just self-incriminated themselves. Those were pretty
good job.
Pretty easiest investigation ever.
Yeah. And we happened to record it all. What?
Yeah. So Lithgow's like, well, I guess I'll just hop into this helicopter and save myself since I can't get any money. At least I can get away. And, so we get more good Stallone face because Travers is shooting him, you know, like, you've really fucked up my weekend here. So we get more slow motion Stallone jumpy face. And
some of the best Stallone face you'll ever see. Ugh,
you just know that's his O face.
100%. If it's not, it was after this movie.
I think it was before this movie, but that's just me. They're going along and there's like another little rope bridge across a frozen stream, right?
There's so many rope bridges.
And so Travers is going across this other rope bridge and Stallone jumps up, reaches through, pulls him down through the rope bridge onto the ice, but he breaks through and now Stallone's in the freezing water trapped under the ice. And Travers is like, oh, well, you're a fucking idiot. Just starts shooting, but somehow Stallone has a gun. He shoots up through the ice.
I think he's got his bolt gun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he shoots up through the ice and gets Travers gets here.
And then dude falls through the ice.
Yes.
Now he's stuck and drowns.
So we do get to see him like floating away under the ice. It's pretty cool.
All I could think of was Hercules, the movie when they go down to Hades and you just see the river of the dead. That's all I could think of was was that part of the movie.
I don't know if I've the animated one?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I saw it.
What?
I don't think I saw it.
That hurts.
How?
I'm sad for you.
How?
It's a really good movie.
Okay.
You said Kung Fu Panda 1 wasn't rewatchable, so I'm not going to trust anything you have to say.
So now Travers is gone, and all that's left is poor John Lithgow. And he's like, hey, meet me at the highest point near where you are, or I'm throwing this chick out of this helicopter. Because he kidnapped Jess.
Even though she's handcuffed.
She flagged down the helicopter thinking it was Frank.
Right.
Not realizing that Frank did.
I just wanted to know how he was going to throw her out of the helicopter when she was handcuffed to the helicopter inside.
Yeah, but Stallone doesn't know that.
But.
He'll probably undo the handcuffs.
Yeah, but you're flying it. You can't. Necessarily,
you just put it on autopilot, undo the handcuffs. Really
it's
quick.
A little bit more difficult than a helicopter, dude.
Not in the 90s action movie, it's not. So highest point, or I'm throwing her. And so they do go, you know, he climbs back up that old mining ladder and he's standing there and he's like, all right, I got your case right here. You let her go first, or I'm throwing this off of the edge, you know. So he does let her go. He's a man of his word, real stand up. Guy, this John Lithgow.
I mean, he'll shoot his own bitches, but he won't kill other people's bitches.
Yeah.
I don't.
Anyway, you as a viewer are like, wait a minute. I know that Michael Rooker's in this movie. Why do we just have Stallone right here?
Just periodically throughout my day, I'm like, where's Michael Rooker?
You never know. You never. That's the problem with Michael Rooker. You got to be on your guard at all times. So he's got the bag of cash, you know, and he chucks it up into the helicopter blades.
I'd be so pissed.
It's like, dude, come on, man. I just wanted some money so I could get out of here. Why do you got to be such a pain?
Why
you got to
be such a dick?
You've now ruined $100 million. You realize that $100 million? You're telling me you couldn't use any money? No. But he ties the helicopter to the ladder, and so it can't fly away. And then he takes off running, but then he jumps down on the ladder? Same ladder.
For like, why?
That just seems like a terrible idea. That you know that either the helicopter is going to be pulled down or it's taking the ladder off. Either way, this is going to go bad.
Yeah.
Why are you putting yourself in the middle of it?
Cliffhanger.
So it's pretty stupid because, of course, it's starting to pull the ladder out of the rocks as it's trying to take off. And this is where Hal comes out. Like you said, always got to keep your eyes on Michael Rooker.
To know where he's at all times.
Because he comes out blasting. And just everything in here seems like a really bad idea.
Yeah, none of this is logical.
Like,
or follows any sense of...
that thing is anchored to the same ladder that my buddy's hanging onto. Let me shoot it down onto him.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help, bro.
Yeah. This is terrible.
This is really helpful.
Look, man, why don't you leave the heroics to me, Michael Rooker, because you really suck at this.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
This is a shitty way to get back at me for your girlfriend.
Yeah. So it swings back, hits the mountainside, and it's hanging upside down on the side of the mountain from this fucking climbing rope tied to a great old
rope.
Ladder.
It's a great rope.
This is way better than the old rope they found in the cave.
And sure. That ladder's pretty good too.
Yeah. Oh my God, this is so stupid.
The ladder is, those bolts are holding on, but so now they're on, because the helicopter's upside down, they're like on the belly of the helicopter just fist fighting on the side of this mountain, and I'm like, yes, inject this shit directly into my veins. Please.
Oh my God, that ladder is just...
And so, you know, he jumps and grabs the rock face just as the helicopter or the ladder tears loose and everything goes falling down into a massive explosion. Just like, that's what you want.
Yeah.
Yes, explosions. And I think he has some, keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times or something right as it falls. Yep. And I'm just like, I mean, I know we've learned that Stallone doesn't know how to fight in this movie, but still, I don't see John Lithgow putting up much of a fucking fist fight challenge for. But.
He knows his limitations, hence why he is like, I'm just going to helicopter.
Yeah, but then they're laying on this helicopter just dudes. Fighting each other, and I'm like, there's absolutely no way Lithgow's putting up this much of a fight.
It turns out he's like secretly at Mickey's.
Must be, working out. Working them bags. But we do get a really great oh shit face as he's falling, because he's like one of those
nobody dies like Lithgow.
Yeah, one of those I'm dead and I know it scenes you get in movies. It's great. So big explosion, he all dead. Now the feds show up. Thanks guys. Thanks a lot, big help. Hal's just like, hey, yeah, we're the good guys, the bad guys 4,000 feet south of here, we're in a helicopter. Cool. And they're just free to go. I feel they'd be like, we're gonna go ahead and take you in until we figure all this out. There's a lot of explosions, deaths, and $100 million. So yeah.
No.
You're coming with us for at least a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you said you're the good guys. Oh, good enough for me.
Cool. Checks out.
Investigation complete.
Yeah. Man, I am nailing this today.
Really good. I'm gonna get a promotion.
Yeah, they're just like, all right, good guys. Well, you just hang out and we'll save you somehow eventually. You're literally right here in a helicopter. I don't understand the wait till later. I'm not tracking.
Stupid.
And that's it. And Stallone's free, just climbing up again.
He's over whatever his problems were.
And
dropping bitches.
Michael Rooker's hanging out and Jesse's probably off doing something else, and everybody's happy. Except for John Lithgow.
Yeah,
Frank's probably not too happy either. What happened? So was the stoner wasn't dead when he saved him from the wolves?
He ended up dying.
They ended up dying.
Yeah,
right?
He ended up dying in Frank's arms.
That's right. That's right. I'm gonna make sure we get that
in there. That wrapped up.
So all up. Right, that's the end of the glorious cliffhanger. It's
such a weird birthday pick, but also I get it.
I mean, Manny picked Mean Girls, and he'd never even seen it.
That's true.
Yeah,
that is true.
Oddly enough, for a movie called Cliffhanger, it did not. I mean, it completed the story.
Yeah, apparently not, because now we're gonna have a sequel.
Oh yeah, I guess not.
Well, I mean, it's Stallone. If he doesn't, he's got to have a sequel.
I hope it's a robot, John Lithgow.
Oh my god! Better movie.
Now John Lithgow's twin brother coming back for revenge.
Yeah, as a helicopter.
As a helicopter. Okay. So anyway, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts. I like this movie. I've seen this movie a bunch. I think this is one of my dad's favorite movies. He really liked this movie.
It's fucking cliffhanger.
It's cliffhanger. I'll put this on and rewatch it on a Saturday, chill, not doing anything, just to giggle at how physics seems to cease to exist whenever Stallone's around.
Yeah.
This is rewatchable for me. Anthony's going to punch me because I said Kung Fu Panda's not rewatchable, but I'll watch Cliffhanger.
Well, you're not smart.
Oh my God. Rude, dude. But yeah, this is rewatchable for me.
I'm just kidding.
Shitty Stallone movies are still highly entertaining.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's I probably won't go searching it out, but like if it's on or if I'm hanging out with people, I'd watch it again. I mean, it's pretty, some parts that I was laughing at, like the sledding on Stallone. And
I want to make you for a birthday a Stallone like printed sled where
it's like Stallone on a toboggan.
Knowing his pastimes, I don't think I want to be that.
It doubles as a coffee table.
Oh no.
Oh yes. Yeah,
no, so I think it's a light rewatch.
You think Stallone calls his glass coffee table Rosebud then?
Oh, stop it. No. Shut up.
Rosebud.
No.
All right. Yeah, obviously rewatchable. I don't know how it wasn't in,
yeah,
in
you
the first
up.
Place. So I'm glad we got to fix that travesty. I feel more complete now.
Everything is right in the world.
That we got Cliffhanger in here. Just so much Stallone face. Oh my god, Stallone face all over this.
He was facing. He was voguing. He was facing.
Yeah. So definitely rewatchable. One of the better Stallone outings, I think.
Yeah.
It's not very many outside of those Rocky and Rambos that are actually good.
Well, I mean, over the top.
Over the top. Demolition Man, but
Oscar.
Oscar, not bad. Not bad.
Don't stop or my mom will shoot.
That
or something. Stop or my mom will shoot.
Yeah,
something.
Stop or
don't
my
stop.
Mom will shoot.
That's it.
The one that Arnold tricked him into taking. Fucking Arnold, man. Hollywood's greatest prankster.
He rules.
So here we go. We got a 3-way rewatch. Well, nice.
Ah, nice. That's good for a birthday.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for helping me celebrate my birthday.
You're welcome.
Via Stallone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. If you like what you heard, you can find us on Twitter at TheRewatchParty. Find us on Facebook at TheRewatchParty. Email TheRewatchParty@gmail.com. Let us know your thoughts on mountain climbing and
helicopters
and helicopters
fighting
and bat caves and
helico.
Would you make a snowman using millions of dollars?
Yeah. How would you build your snowman?
Who would you sled down a hill with on?
What celebrity would you like to use as a sled?
That is the good question. Email us and let us know. I'd love to hear your responses to that. Don't forget about our sister show, The Tournament of Champions, wherein we rate and review the likability and fightability of fictional characters from the movies we review here. We put up polls on our socials where you, the listener, determine who makes it into the tournament in the first place, and then separate polls where you, the listener, determine how those battles play out. Find us on Twitter and Facebook because your votes do count.
They do. Vote, vote, vote.
Don't forget about a Rewatch Party merch line.
Merchandise.
We've got climbing axes. We've got
rope that will break.
Rope that will break and rope that won't. We've got No helicopter, sadly, because they all blown up.
They're we got some C4. No, we don't. We used it to blow up the helicopters.
I don't know.
Oversized duffel bag, though.
We got a duffel bag, and we have grandma sweaters.
That's right. We can put rewatch party grandma sweaters. You could put in your comically oversized duffel bag.
If you answer our question of which celebrity would you slide down a hill with, we will put that on a sled for you with our logo.
There it is. See? Because we care.
We do.
Join us next week as we leap into the L's.
Look at you.
With Ladder 49, I don't know anything about this movie, so I had no idea how to write a setup for it. So we're just going into the L's with it. With another one of Brandon's flea market flicks, Ladder 49. Until then, I'm Nick with Anthony and Elise, and thanks for rewatching.
Be such a dick.
People are always asking me, how is it that firefighters run into a burning building when everyone else is running out? Courage is the answer.
Probationary firefighter Jack Morrison reporting, sir.
How you feeling, kid?
We have a thing here. A priest comes around twice a year. We all go to confession. In this job, you need it.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
Impure thoughts?
Well, yes, quite a bit.
You think it's funny to be with loose women?
These are the men of Ladder 49.
This station is the most disciplined firehouse in the city.
Nice one, guys.
Everyday heroes.
I'm proud of you, baby.
Devoted to their families.
You ever consider babysitting full-time?
What do you think I'd do at the firehouse?
And dedicated to saving the lives of strangers.
Grab her leg!
Come on, breathe. Come on.
I got something.
Good job. Do you still love the job like you used to? You've been through some bad fires. Seen a lot of buddies hurt.
Hey, just stay calm, okay?
Seeing I should get out of the firehouse.
I'm saying that you should ask yourself that question.
I don't want you getting hurt, kid.
Guys, we got one.
But when you risk your life for a living...
I'm on location, assuming command.
We got a 20-story building. Could be explosions anywhere, anytime.
Everything can change in a flash.
Ah! Evacuate now!
I'm not leaving till you leave!
One of our guys went missing. Jack Morrison, Ladder 49.
Get in there and find him.
Come on, let's go!
Cap, it's too late to save me. Get everybody out.
Hold tight, we're coming in after you.
Tell her you I love her.
Jack, you keep going, just keep going.